This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And there was actually a flurry on our text line as we were just talking about Buddy Hield of like, hey, Steph Curry makes bad passes. Steph Curry misses shots.
Yep.
Steph Curry makes mistakes. Right.
Buddy Hield, no turnovers last night.
And your point is?
Yep.
What are we trying to say here? I mean, that's Steph Curry. Steph Curry has also bailed you out. Steph Curry has also single-handedly won games. Hell, you could argue that Steph Curry has single-handedly won championships or at least games in championship series, game four Boston, what have you. Like, I don't know. I'm as patient as they come when it comes to fans watching players. And I'm not sitting here today telling you like get Buddy Hield off of the team or anything like that. I'm just saying that right now this isn't working and it appears that teammates are starting to get frustrated. And if there are some other options, and maybe until Jonathan Kuminga comes back, there aren't, I understand that. But if there are some other options to lower his minutes right now, give him a breather, let him watch the game for a little bit, I'd do it. I'd do it because right now, he is a net negative on both sides of the floor.
Well, last night, for sure. And, you know, when you go 1-for-9 and you're a minus 21, it's easy to look at it and go, yeah, you were a net negative, but he was not the only one. And if you look at what they were last night from three, they were 10-for-35. So if you take out his 1-for-6, they were 9-for-29, which is not good. So it's not like he was the only guy who kind of held them down. You couldn't make layups, and you couldn't hit threes, and you certainly couldn't defend Kyrie Irving. And, you know, I laid it out, and I watched all Kyrie's baskets, and I didn't include the Moses Moody senseless foul on the three-point shot where, you know, people could complain whether or not Kyrie was actually going to shoot the three. Moses Moody had his arm straight in the picnic basket, and Kyrie knows what that means, and so he rised up or he rose up and he made it look like he was shooting a three and he got the foul.
Yeah, but so, that's but it's also there's a rule for that when it's what's called a
right.
swing through.
But he actually made it look like he was shooting the ball.
Not really. He threw up his left hand. Was Kyrie suddenly going to shoot the ball left-handed?
Because his right hand was being corralled by Moses Moody.
I disagree with
so
that.
So you could look
that's a two-shot foul.
Whatever it is, whatever. Moses Moody defensively, that was a terrible, terrible play to try to reach in on the play in that spot. So we can look at Buddy Hield and 1-for-9 and we can blame Buddy. And I'm not sure if you're doing that for last night.
No, I'm
it's
not.
It's a bigger picture for
right.
Buddy Hield. Yes,
100%.
But I wonder what the fix is because you don't have a lot of other options.
Yeah, I'm not talking like this. This would not be to me a fair point if it was just last night.
Right.
Everybody has bad games. Buddy has had 3 bad months.
Well, they all had a bad game last night, except for...
We can let that sink in. Buddy was really good, and then he stopped being good and has rarely been good since he stopped being good.
That's unfair, but...
It's not unfair. It's
true. He had 3 straight good games, and then he had a couple of bad games.
I'm looking at the numbers. Three straight good games.
Against Utah, he was 4 of 8 from three. Against the Lakers, 4 of 9 from three. Against Chicago, 4 of 9 from three.
Yeah, but well,
those are good games.
Those are no. See, I disagree. Like, you don't have a good game just because you hit a few 3-pointers.
That's what his job is.
No, his job is actually to be a basketball player for the Golden State Warriors. That means that you have to make smart plays. You have to make smart passes. You have to play on both ends of the floor. I know you may not be the most talented defender, but you have to do these things. And again, I'm very big. You don't have to be. I'm very big on body language. It's one of the things that has shaped my opinion about Jordan Poole through the years. And I feel like the Warrior players are starting to get frustrated with him.
Well, last night, for sure.
In general. Like, I don't think you look that way on national TV or even local TV if it's like the first time. When you start looking exasperated with your teammate, that means it's been over and over and over and over again. And that's what I'm reading right now. That's what I'm reading. And if that's the case, then his role needs to be diminished.
In place of whom?
Well,
That is a fair... It's easy to just say, bench him. Well, okay, who are you going to play?
I didn't say bench him.
I know.
I said diminish.
Right.
And so if that means more minutes, and I know Pods and Moody, for example, already got a lot of minutes last night. But if that means more combinations that push that 28 minutes from Buddy last night down to 20, I'm in on that. And I am talking about also when Jonathan Kuminga comes back.
Sure.
There has to be a message sent that this is not the way you play basketball. This is too loose.
I get it.
It's
but
too loose.
You're a team that does rely a lot on the three ball. And if you don't have Buddy at least as a threat to shoot the three, and even though he's had a little bit of a scuffle, and I mentioned three straight games where he actually shot it well, last night was not one of them. If you don't have Buddy Hield out there to shoot the three, who do you have? You've got Quentin Post and Steph and...
Pods and Moody shoot it just as well as he does right now.
Well...
Like, if you want to look over the last 2 months, like, they shoot it just as well. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
He's a threat that they aren't, but... I don't know, man. I'm kind of like about the ball going in. Moses Moody hits just as many. He hits it at just as good of a rate as Buddy Hield does right now, at least.
Shooting it maybe, what, three times a game?
Less, fewer times. He also has a lot less minutes until recently. So that's all I'm saying. I think he's right now, he's a better player. This isn't like don't leave and don't ever come back.
I get it.
This isn't like I'm punishing you. This just isn't working. He's just making poor basketball plays. And listen to Mike Dunleavy, man. This was a big, big deal last night.
Yeah, I mean, I think right now where we stand, I mean, we've kind of talked about it as the playoffs begin now. Every night matters.
Yeah.
Last night was just a huge, you know, it felt like a losing game 5 on the road in a playoff series is really what it felt like. So that's how it's going to be for the next, you know, 28, 30 games, however many we have left. Every night matters. I mean, these stadiums are so tight. Usually every night you're playing a... You know, not only playing the standings, but you may be playing a tiebreaker. Last night was a tiebreaker game for us against the Mavericks, you know, and these games are counting doubles. So I would hope, you know, everybody understands that, feels it, the players, the coaches. I mean, we got to be in playoff mode. That's the situation we put ourselves in right now with kicking some of these games throughout the year, which have been really, really disappointing. But, you know, if you like the playoffs, might as well get it started early.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. Last night was a tiebreaker game with Dallas. If I'm not mistaken, tonight a tiebreaker game.
Warriors are 2-1 versus Houston so far.
Okay,
this
so what happens if they lose? That tiebreaker just becomes null and void and it goes to the next tiebreaker?
I'll double check if they have a fifth game scheduled, but I would imagine they don't.
Right, so in theory,
in theory,
this could be a tiebreaker game. In other words, you're assuming that you're going to
climb up and have a tiebreaker.
I'm not assuming anything. It's just you'd like to have that in your hip pocket.
You would. And Dallas
has lost a lot of basketball games lately.
You have Dallas one more time, and that to me feels much more like a possible tiebreaker with Dallas. And you know, you're now down 2-1 in those games. And you know, you mentioned Moses, and he's shooting 35% from three since he started really getting actual minutes going back to early January. So he's been better, and Buddy's been a little bit worse, although he's had some good games. For me, it comes down to more about the fit defensively, and if Moses is going to play the four, and that's where Steve likes to play him, and you don't have Kuminga, and you're not playing TJD, and Looney doesn't play much, so Moses is now in the group of power forwards. Who's your shooting guard?
Yeah, no, it's look, it's a completely fair response
I wonder,
giving.
You know,
and
really
it's
quick,
not
Houston. Yeah. They do have another game against Houston coming up. They play five games.
They
against
play
Houston.
Five.
Okay.
They had an in-season tournament game against Houston.
That's right. Gotcha. So actually, the Warriors could.
They'd have to win one of the next two to get the tiebreaker.
But they can,
Houston.
they can firmly take the tiebreaker if they win tonight. And again, correct, they're probably not going to catch Houston. But Houston is falling apart. Houston has lost a ton of basketball games the last 2.5 weeks. So anyway, let's hear from you. 888-957-9570. Steve in Oakland. Hi, Steve. Thanks for calling.
Hey, appreciate it, man. I'm surprised I got through so easy. Honestly, you know, I can't sit there and watch 4 quarters of basketball like I used to, but I watched the Warrior game overall last night. And during crunch time, you got to make some defensive adjustments. You can't have Steph on the court on a really important defensive possession, in my opinion. And Steve Kerr sometimes, to me, kind of falls asleep at the wheel when it comes to decision-making. Also, sit Beal if he's not making shots and play someone else. Jackson Davis is on the bench. Post, he looks like he's lively on his feet. He's quick on his feet. He can shoot. He's 7 foot. Give him some playing time.
Well,
play some different combinations.
Yeah, Steve, that's fair. It's totally fair. I mean, you did bring up two centers when you talked about bringing Buddy Hield out. And so, Steve, thanks very much. I think Dibbs' point, and it's a fair one, is that in this moment, when you trade Andrew Wiggins and Dennis Schroeder, yeah, like, you don't have a whole lot of options as far as who can handle the two guard duties, which, again, is more about who you guard than it is about what you're doing on offense. Moses Moody has even recently said 2-3-4, pretty much the same thing in today's NBA, but not on the defensive side of the ball. And you spotlighted a moment where Moses Moody had big problems trying to guard Kyrie. A bunch of people did.
They all did.
He might be the hardest guard in the entire world. I mean, he is famous for his one-on-one moves. He is phenomenal and very, very difficult to guard. But we also have to say this, like, if you're going to get that frustrated about last night's game, here's something that's real. They missed Wiggins. They missed him last night.
Well, he wouldn't guard Kyrie. I mean,
he could.
I don't think anyone could.
Well, like, he got better shot than just about anybody else they got on the roster right now.
Well, GP2 would be the guy.
Yeah, but GP2's not a 30-minute guy.
Well, he played 16 minutes.
Yeah.
So if you thought that he could guard Kyrie, then here's an idea. Play him more. And I ran down every field goal that he made, and I did it with our show thread, and I just watched it on NBA.com, and you all can do that. Go to the box score and click on the field goal made, and a video pops up of every shot that they were taking.
Yep.
And a lot of those where GP2 was on him, and they ran a little screen roll, and then whoever was guarding the screener had to guard him.
They would switch.
And then Kyrie went by him. And, you know, Kyrie scored on everybody. He scored on Gary. He scored on Buddy. He scored on Jimmy and Draymond and Steph and Quentin. He scored on everybody.
He's phenomenal. He's Kyrie Irving.
Well, here's an
idea.
He's
Uncle Drew.
Stop somebody else.
Well, yeah, Steve Kerr laid down on the sword after the game and said, look, we finally started in the fourth quarter running at him to get the ball out of his hands. It helped a little bit, and I probably waited too long to do that. So he fell on the sword there.
Right.
And he's.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Probably right. Yes. Like when you see a star who's going off, you got to address that right away, especially in a night like last night where, let's be honest, Dallas has very, very few other options.
Yeah.
Max Christie had a really good night. He had it going a little bit. But who the hell is Dallas really turning to if you can at least stop Kyrie from being so incessant with the way he was scoring?
Well, they'll turn to Olivier Maxence Prosper.
Whatever you just said,
To Najee Marshall or Kyler Kelly or Brandon Williams. Basically, Kyrie scored 42 of the 111. And, like, you still couldn't win that game?
Yep.
He had almost half their points, and you had no answer. And for Steve to say, you know, by the fourth quarter, we realized, what, maybe we should start doubling him. That's not okay. It's not okay for you to need 36 minutes of basketball to figure out that their one really good player is killing you.
Here's what Steve Kerr said last night, and this is twofold. First, he's talking about the first half and just did not think the guys were ready to play.
I just think it took us too long to start playing and really focusing and, locking in on executing at both ends. And we messed around with the game for too long and then left ourselves vulnerable. And obviously they cashed in. They did a great job.
Okay, and now he's talking about late in the game.
I didn't think there was anything, you know, egregious or any huge mistakes or anything like that. I just think, like I said, we left the game in the balance because of our poor play earlier in the game. And then, when you do that and the other team is at home and we got a guy like Kyrie who forces your hand and, you know, we left ourselves vulnerable. And it's disappointing.
There it is from Steve Kerr last night. Let's keep going with your phone calls. John in Modesto here on Willard and Dibs. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. I appreciate taking the call.
Yeah, man.
So you were asking about who can play, right? So basically, why don't we move Jimmy to the two and then put Gee Santos until Kuminga comes back into the four and basically get them a little bit more size? Part of the reason why they were getting killed is, you know, from a size perspective, they're pretty small. And when you got Buddy Hield in there, who's already a liability, you compound it. So when you look, if you look at the plus minus, when the Warriors really lose a lot of their is when they go super small. And then when do they get back? When they start putting some of the bigger guys in, and it's just clockwork. And so I think that's a potential solution is getting a little bit bigger, putting Gee Santos in there along with Jimmy at the two.
John, thanks. I do think, and again, I'm going to admit that these rotations and these ideas that we all have can be a little bit harder to execute than we make it sound like. You know, Jimmy Butler, can he be the two? Sure, he can. A little bit of a bigger guy. I'll just say this. Gee Santos appears to be a winning basketball player. And it doesn't mean that he's ever going to fill up a box score, but he does a lot of little things right when it comes to rebounding, when it comes to defense, when it comes to positioning, when it comes to passing the ball. Gui Santos is somebody who's helpful. And so, sure, I'd like to see a little more of him. And kind of he gives me the feels that Buddy doesn't. Like, he makes the right play. Buddy often makes the wrong play. And that's kind of what then we get triggered, where it's like, dude, if you're hitting your three-point shot, we can deal with some stuff. But when you don't hit it, he really suddenly stands out like a sore thumb.
Right, and Gui, guy who played 12 minutes and took no shots. So if you want Gui to play, you got to have him play with the right lineup, because if Gui's out there with Draymond and he's out there with Kevon Looney, well, now you've got three guys who probably won't score.
No, and Gui, but he can shoot.
Well, he didn't.
Right, I mean, but he can. He didn't fire.
He's allowed to.
Well, but he makes it. He can shoot.
He can shoot.
That's the point.
You played 12 minutes and you didn't shoot.
Yeah,
so it's not like you're out there looking for your shot. To your point, he did have 7 rebounds and he was a plus 10 when he was out there.
Yep.
So if you're going to play Gui, you're not going to play him thinking, all right, Gui, we're going to go ahead and run the offense through you.
Right.
Go get yours, Gui.
All right, Gui.
I mean, Gui is more like an athletic Kevon. You're asking him to go out there and do everything else other than score.
Yeah, but again, like, I don't mind him out there because he does have the ability to stretch the floor. We've seen it before. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to put him in that loony category of like, well, we don't even need to pay attention to him. If Gui Santos is left alone for a three-pointer, I'm pretty comfortable with that shot.
I mean, he'll shoot it.
Yeah.
Right. But, I mean, how many times has he shot the ball from three this year?
I don't know how much he's looking for it.
He shot 51 times in 29 games.
Okay.
So
how many of them have gone in?
21.
That's a really good percentage.
Five, yeah.
That's over 40%.
So you give him maybe 1 3 a game, 1 or 2, and he's a guy who just does not look to score, and you don't want him to score. It's not what your offense is designed to do. So if you're playing Gui, you're not thinking, all right, Gui, get in there and give us 10 to 12. You're putting him in there to be a glue guy like a GP2 or like Kevon, and so that's his role.
Yeah.
Can he shoot? Yeah, of course.
925 says he's deferring too much. He becomes less aggressive. He backs off shooting for some reason, you know? And maybe that's true. Like, you're a young player who's just getting his minutes. Team acquires Jimmy Butler, right? Steph Curry's out there. You're starting to get the first meaningful minutes of your career. You knock down some shots. I get it. You might start being like, whoa, you know what I mean? Like, how far am I taking this year? Because, as you just said, you're not running the offense through him. But I tell you what, of all the people on the Warrior roster right now who I'm comfortable with taking a three-point shot and feeling like it might go in, he's on the list. He's definitely on the list. So, anyway, Jason in Central Valley next up. Hi, Jason.
How you doing, boys? Thank you again for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
I called the other day saying that two-guard position is something that looks like it needs to be addressed in the offseason, and just, I know Buddy Hield's under contract for the next couple of years, but, you know, I just don't know if that's going to be sustainable. Like you guys saying, if he's shooting it well, you know, no one has anything to say. But, I mean, with respect to Kyrie Irving, I mean, he's just a bad matchup for everybody. But at the same time, it's like, still firmly on that boat. Go get Melton. Maybe we can just use Buddy Hield as insurance behind that. So, yeah, let me know what you guys think about that for now. Thank you again for your time.
Yeah, Jason, yeah. Thanks. I mean,
it's a no on Melton.
Why?
Because he's coming off an ACL.
So what? He was coming off an injury this year.
Not an ACL.
No.
He was coming off a back issue. So you have a guy tear his ACL in November, and you're expecting him to come back and be something come next November? No thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how
to me,
ACLs
there are
work.
Other options. Yeah.
Okay. DeAnthony Melton, because of those injuries, when you start talking about how the Warriors, because of the Butler contract, because what they want to do with Kuminga, they're going to be out on the market looking for minimum salaries, that's exactly who you want. That's probably what you can get him for next year. And the bigger point for me is not so much about next year, it's about this year. As we sit here looking at it and go, man, who's your two guard? Yeah, it was supposed to be DeAnthony Melton, and they have not been able to replace him. They've tried twice. They get Dennis Schroeder, and then Dennis left for a trade, and you bring in Butler while Kuminga's hurt. You're like, all right, we'll do Buddy Hield right now, and you're 0-2. You're 0-2 in replacing the role that DeAnthony Melton was supposed to play.
Yeah, I think you're being a little bit too short with Buddy Hield, and I think the sample size since Jimmy's been here is too small to to look at. And yeah, Buddy's coming off a bad game. I'm not ready to throw out the Buddy with the bathwater because when he can shoot, when he gets hot, he gives you something that nobody else can on this roster. And yeah, Pods can shoot the three a little bit.
Sometimes.
Miss me with Gee Santos. Gee is not ready to step forward and be a regular contributor. And anybody else you want to throw in there at the two guard, you don't have another option other than a Buddy Hield.
Yeah, Gee's not a two, but I think you're being a little hard on him. He's a winning basketball player. I love it when he's out there.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credits stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.